You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's a great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Scott Sullivan, and I am your host and your guide for the next 30 minutes. I am going to walk you through and talk you through some of the greatest things we do every single week on Mind Your Own Business right here on Inspired News Radio. And today, I have got a guest for you that is perfect. It's perfect for this time of year. It's perfect for that little bit of boost that you got to have right now for those New Year's resolutions that are starting to wane maybe just a little bit. And I promise you, this is the lady that you need right now, just absolutely crushing it with you. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Mind Your Own Business. I have as my guest, Jerry Gonsalves. How are you today?
How are you doing, my friend? I'm awesome. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I always listen to your show, and I'm glad our schedules finally met. So I'm really excited, Scott. Thank you.
Well, I am so glad you're here, too. First and foremost, I want to say I am absolutely a huge fan, fanboy all the way here. You are crushing it. You are crushing it out there. I mean, you look fantastic. You have great content. You're putting it out there every day. And you are, just like other folks we have on Mind Your Own Business, you are helping the world one person at a time every day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't even have to pay you for that. What an introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, I am just glad to have you here today because my listeners have been clamoring. We have a great social group here. We have thousands of people all over the United States, some in other countries, and my social media has just been blowing up since the first of the year, talking about, just like everybody else, I want to lose some weight. I want to be better focused. I want to have more energy. I want to, put me right there in the pot with everybody else, Jerry. I got to tell you, I need some GG in my life, man. GG, because I'm the same way. I want to take off a few lbs. I want to get a little better focused. I want to have that extra little bit of stamina. And when I go to your website and when I go to your app and I look at your motivational stuff, I'm going, my gosh, this is just exactly what I need. So why don't you take just 5 minutes and tell us a little bit about kind of who you are and what you're doing now, and then let's dive right into the origin story and figure out how in the heck did you get your feet on this path?
Oh man, that's a long journey. For me, seriously, I feel like I was born into health and fitness, right? So what I currently do, I started as a personal trainer. I don't even want to say the amount of years ago, but it was 30 years ago, believe it or not. So I'm turning 50 on Friday, by the way. 50.
Hey, happy birthday.
Listen. Fantastic. So it's been 30 years since I've been in the fitness game. And it's as you said, I am indeed trying to help, folks one person at a time, to get healthier. And I know we'll dive more into this, but, for me, it goes beyond just, losing weight per se. It's I want folks to be healthier. And sometimes, that means, yes, losing weight. But, I say this all the time. My catchphrase is, being healthy looks different on everyone, right? So for me, it's a very, holistic approach to health and fitness. So it's not, just doing a fad diet or diet pills. It's, you know, truly realizing this is a journey, man. It's not a sprint, right? So being more active and paying careful attention to what you put in your body, really important. And again, I get really excited by training folks and doing, you know, motivational speaking. You know, starting out as a personal trainer years and years ago, it was important for me to be the best trainer I could be, and to be the most you know, energetic, most motivating person that you've ever come across. But for now, I am very more into doing the public speaking and doing seminars, because again, for me, it's really, really important to inspire folks, you know, my age and women and men over 40, letting them know it's never too late to get healthy, right? And so I try to, you know, be the walking advertisement for that, if you will. So again, it's sort of migrated from being a personal trainer and now being more of a fitness motivator, if you will.
Of course, that's fantastic. But I do know that, so you're now kind of migrating into the educational part, where you're not only the motivational speaking and the education, but you're training the trainer, no pun intended there. I mean, you know, you're helping the next generation, you know, because when I go to the gym and I have my personal trainer, what I love about you, you said your tagline, you know, you talked about your tagline. One of the things that you say all the time, though, is that we're in this together. We're in it together, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm such a fanboy that I say, you know, we're in it together. See, that gives me a different feeling, right? That's not like, and pardon me for dating myself, because you know what I mean. That's not like popping a VHS tape into your living in your VHS in your living room and doing, you know, PX90 or doing Jane Fonda or doing Zumba. And none of those are wrong. I'm not saying any of that's wrong.
No.
I mean, what I'm saying is that I love it when my trainer says, you know, Scott, I know you. I know what your weaknesses are. I know where you slack off, right? You know, I know where you really excel. You know, I know these things about you, because that becomes, we're in it together. And for me, that tagline on your, you know, in your app and the your trainers, you have passed that on, because that personal touch is what really, I mean, that getting to know your client and know it. But now, I agree, you have to be up there on stage and you have to say, look, the first step, you know, of any journey, or first journey, starts with one step, right? I mean, so I know that.
Absolutely.
I understand that. But back in your journey, you're in Atlanta now, crushing it like crazy in Florida and Northern Florida and all throughout Georgia. But you started in the Big Apple, though. Tell us a little bit about
how you started. I am a New Yorker, indeed. Born and raised in New York. It's so funny. So I got into fitness by way of acting. So I started as an actress. I guess we're around 17, 18 years old when I started to like actively audition and in New York, which is, you know, the most competitive place on the planet, right? And of course, you know, being an actress, obviously being fit and being in shape is really important, right? You walk into your audition and you have, you know, 100, 200, you know, other women in the room who are svelte and toned and so on and so forth. So it was just really important for me to take it seriously. And you know, I wanted to be fit and healthy and look as good as I could possibly look, because obviously the aesthetic is really important in being an actress and a musician. So in any event, you know, I am a type A personality. So if I'm going to do something, I need to study it, right? I need to know everything there is to know about fitness because I want to do it right. You know, I didn't want to just do like some of the other folks and do diet pills and these fad diets. I did that. That was just not me. So when I was about 21-ish, I got certified, ACE certified as a personal trainer, and then started training others. Again, I always said I was my, you know, own walking advertisement, and by virtue of being fit and being toned, would have folks go, wow, you work out. Like, do you have a trainer? I'm like, well, actually, I'm a trainer. So that's how I started. And ironically, I don't know if you can tell by looking at Instagram or my website, but I'm only 5 foot tall, right? And when I started, you know, I was training other women, but then I migrated into training men male bodybuilders, right? So I would walk into to this one particular gym in New York called Johnny Latt's, and this is where all of like the hardcore bodybuilders would work out. And there was a guy there at the time. It's just like, and I know all personal trainers can relate to this, where you see you know, guys who you know, have a lot of mass and muscle, but you just see them training improperly, and you're sort of afraid to talk to them because you don't want to get brushed off as, well, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm training correctly. Look at all the muscle mass I have, right? But I approached this one guy, and I said, hey, I think, you know, you'd get a lot more results if you just trained your legs this way. And he sort of looked down at me with his, you know, massive Arnold Schwarzenegger physique, and he's like, you're kidding, right? I said, I tell you what, train my way for 30 days. And if you don't get, you know, if you don't see, you know, shredded results and you don't see better results, then I'm going to just shut up. And I think he loved that about me. And sure enough, in 30 days, he was just touting my praises. And from there, like, you know, all of the bodybuilders who were getting ready, to compete, and they just started coming to me. And it was sort of unbelievable to have this, you know, 5 foot, 103 pound, woman training these massive bodybuilders. It was actually quite funny.
That is great. That is a great story. I'd love to see you in front of, like, you know, like six of these guys, these massive hulks, six five, six six. I'd like to see you standing there, you know, in front of all of them in an Instagram picture. That would be fantastic. So
yeah, I have to do that.
So you started off in New York now, and you've started, so did the acting then just slide away? I mean, how did the transition from, so I understand that you were in acting, obviously first impressions are important. You started thinking about your appearance and being toned and everything else. And then the fitness started to take over, you know, and then now all of a sudden, you know, you're what? You're no longer an actor. You are now going to focus on, you know, becoming a, you know, the best guru and fitness guru out there. I mean, how did that transition take place?
No, actually, you know, acting never fell by the wayside, to be honest with you. So I enjoy wearing many hats. Some might say that kind of can run you into the ground, but I enjoy being busy, right? So I was, again, a regularly auditioning actress, as well as into fitness. And in addition to that, that's where I started my human resources career as well. So my corporate career was going at the same time. And so with the acting, listen, we all would love to say that, you know, we're incredible actors and we're going to be famous and we're going to be the next whomever. But that never happened for me, right? I did a lot of, you know, small stage plays and some extra work and some independent film work. It just never, you know, took off in the way that I can be, you know, independently able to be a working actor and pay my bills solely by acting, right? So it never quite went away. I mean, to this day, I still dabble in acting. I certainly want to get back into that. We'll talk about that later. But it never fell by the wayside. It just, you know, fitness was just something that, again, grew. And eventually, again, as an HR professional, you know, doing training and development in organizations and doing speaking engagements in organizations, I sort of kind of married each other. So I started to take my fitness knowledge and my corporate business knowledge and married them, as I always say, and started putting together, before health and wellness was a thing, Scott, I was putting together for different organizations health and wellness plans for, you know, employees, and I, you know, go in and do one-on-one sessions with employees. And this, you know, was 20 years ago, I'm starting to do that, and I still do that now.
Well, yeah, that's so funny because so some of the early stuff that I was reading on you and some of this early stuff when I was first getting to know, you know, who you are and what you're doing. I mean, you were out there touting health and wellness to companies and to corporations saying, you want to reduce your costs, get your workforce healthier. If you want to reduce your cost, I mean, long before it was a trend. I mean, now today it's like we have yoga studios and napping and sleeping and everything else. But back before that was the norm, you know, you were out there, you know, saying, look, you know, quit smoking, eat right, get a little exercise, and you'll be a, have a help, happier, healthier workforce. And guess what, guys? You'll have more productivity and you'll get more throughput. And it's like, wow. I mean, you were a decade ahead of the curve, at least.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Well, again, I think in part it's just because I, again, as an HR professional, right? So building teams and creating ways to you know decrease absenteeism and increase you know team collaboration and so on and so forth. And so I just started to put together different plans and challenges. So, you know, i.e., I would have, you know, challenges of, you know, if you go to the gym, you know, 4 days out of the week and show that you did that, you get, you know, one entry into, you know, X drawing and so on and so forth. Or, you know, back then, it's like, okay, whoever loses the most weight in 30 days, you know, you get a, you know, a gift card. Or whatever it was, and that sort of fun kind of, challenges, it made folks want to get involved and do it, and we had some great success, and ultimately, you know what, it was a fun way to have people get into making health and fitness a priority for them.
Yeah, absolutely. So then as you make your way through your corporate career and you're still obviously doing the fitness on a regular basis, then when did the revelation come that you said, okay, I need to be doing this. I need to have an app. I need to have videos. I mean, so did this build over time, or was it just one morning you woke up and there's this epiphany and you're going, look, I can help more people if I can reach more people, if I can get more, you know, what did that look like as you started the transition? You know, I know still doing the corporate world and paying the bills and everything else, but I mean, to have a fitness app, that's no small undertaking. You have to, there's a big plan and a big, there's a big thing behind that. So how did that all come about?
So it's so interesting. Exactly what you said. I sort of started to think about how can I reach the most people, and in particular, again, I train everyone, right? If you're an 18-year-old male, I can train you. If you're an 80-year-old female or male, I can train you. But for me, Scott, so the catalyst of this really was my mom passing in 2011. Right. And what I started, and I knew this, right? But it becomes more personal when you lose somebody who's that close to you. But what I realized in 2011, right? So my mom, as well as, you know, many other women, and particularly women of color, die of diseases directly related to inactivity and improper nutrition, right? And anybody's ever heard me speak, you know, the one thing I say is like, you know, these things are avoidable. So we're participating in our own demise. And that was my mom, unfortunately, right? She could have eaten better. She could have, you know, been more active. And had she done so, she might still be here. So when I just started to realize I want to impact as many women's lives as possible, and like, wow, well, how can I do that on a grander scale, right? So again, I'm in corporate America. I'm doing well financially. It's not an issue. I'm training people one-on-one. I've got a, you know, pretty darn good reputation. That's wonderful. But I want to get out there and I want to spread the word, right, Scott? So, and to this day, it's so funny. People hit me up on Instagram like, well, I don't think I can afford you. But wow, if you happen to be in Jersey, I'd love for you to speak at, you know, this women's group and inspire them. We can't afford to pay. I don't care. If I'm able to make it happen, Scott, I'm gonna hop on a plane and go somewhere if I know that I can impact women in a positive way.
Jerry's big heart right there. Jerry's big heart.
Oh, it is. Listen, you know, I want women to understand that. Stop saying next Monday. Stop saying next month. Stop saying I will get to it, right? It's like, let's start today. And I want to provide the tools, you know, so that they can do that. And, you know, so again, it's not about the money for me. It's about how can I reach the largest population. So getting back to the app and being on Instagram, you know, I often have people asking, my God, how do you keep up with your content on Instagram and doing videos? Listen, when I first started, that. So I, you know, again, I'm old school, right? So I'm a personal trainer, fitness consultant, and you look at Instagram. So initially when I started looking at Instagram, you had everybody on Instagram's got that will have workout videos and tout themselves as, you know, fitness professionals and hey, hire me for training. And many of them, I watch them and their videos, their form is incorrect. And, you know, some of the things that they're saying is incorrect. And so I know it's really easy to hop on the fitness, trend and you'll have, young women, scantily clad and they have, 500,000 followers, and that's wonderful. Nothing against that. However, your follower count is not indicative of your knowledge, right? So initially, when I thought about Instagram, I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to get on that darn Instagram, right? And increase my audience. And I did not, Scott, realize just how much of an endeavor that is. So, on weekends I'm filming videos, I'm doing photo shoots, in addition to doing my group training and one-on-one training, it definitely takes time, doing those videos, but it's okay. Listen, again, if I can, spread the word about to women about getting healthier, then I'm good with that, right? And the fact that I said it all the time. Folks are like, Jerry, you don't have to tell people you're 50. I'm like, yes, I do, right? Because I'm 50, and I listen. You take any of the trainers that work for me. So Janelle is 27 years old, and that guy is fit as heck. But you ask Janelle when we get in the gym, right? Who's lifting just as much as he is? Sometimes more than he is. Yes, girl. So it's like I want to inspire people and say, well, dang it, I'm 50, right? So if I can get up and get out and work out 5 days a week, you can do this too.
Okay.
Right?
So I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you a fan story here. You probably don't even remember this, but on a video a few months ago, you had a video out there. I mean, it's like I watch one of your videos or I watch one of your posts on Instagram, and it says, okay, don't wait till next Monday. I've heard that so many times from you, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it from other folks, but you take it a next step further. And then you look right at the camera and you look right at me, right into my soul. And you say, get up right now, stand up. Even if you can't go do the gym today, go walk around the block, go outside, walk down the driveway and back. If that's the most you can do today, do it. You shamed me right into getting up and putting my shoes on.
Every step matters, right?
It does. Every step matters.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have to start at your own level. I say this all the time, right? Yeah. So I don't expect if you haven't worked out, in several years for you to get out there and run 10 miles. No, run one block, right? Let's start there.
Start where you are. That's what you say all the time. Start where you are. That's it. I love it. Okay, so now we've jumped into the present. So here you are. You are absolutely crushing it. You're helping women. First of all, I got to tell you a quick story. I'm from the South too. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, and I have family down in Georgia, in Woodstock, in Ground Ball, in Alpharetta, the whole kind of northeast, northwest corner of Georgia. And I go down and visit them. And it's the only place in the world where somebody says, you want a salad? Sure. What kind of gravy you want on that salad?
Yeah.
I mean, we put gravy on everything, right?
Right,
breakfast starts at 6 and dinner ends at midnight. So it's like,
Love that.
Yeah, anyway, I digress just for a moment. But I will tell you is I understand exactly where you're coming from, because that we have this culture, especially in people of color, but we have this culture where it's like, we could do so much more, but man, we grow up, feeding our problems, feeding our stress, feeding our, it's gotta be better because mama made it, right? It's gotta be love.
Right.
And it does, there's nothing better than greens with real bacon. I don't want any of that fake stuff, So anyway, I know exactly where you're coming from. I'm sorry about your mom, but I do understand coming from that culture. We're not, you know, the land of crunchy and stickies and twigs. And, you know, that's, we are the land of meat and potatoes and hearty eating. And that those, you know, you get up and have a really nice breakfast before you head off to work. You're not drinking a cup of coffee and grabbing a muffin on the way out, right? Which is right. Actually could be the worst thing you could do. But anyway, right. That's neither here nor there. I'm digressing again. So here we are now. What's next for Gigi? What's next for the Gigi Fit to get ready? I mean, I've heard all kinds of rumors about some things that are coming up in the future. I've heard you've got this fantastic app that people are, you know, logging on to. You're putting in, you know, customized nutritional plans. You're putting in customized, you know, fitness plans. You're helping people that want to subscribe to your program every single week. But now, okay, I hear there's big news. What's some of the stuff that's coming in the future?
So, you know, for years I have been, I've been a consultant for many, many years, right? But I've always wanted a brick and mortar gym. And we are now, and I can't say which franchise, but so I've been sourcing different franchises and I've gone through a couple of different discovery days to make sure, because it's got to be right. You know, it's got to fit Jerry. It's got to fit Gigi. And I am, Salon Sages have a particular franchise that I'm just so passionate about what they do, how they do it. And I actually go next week, for their discovery day and to learn more about it. And, hopefully we'll move forward with them. I am so excited by that. Right.
So you're going to invite us to the grand opening, right?
But
you're going to have
course,
us, you're going to have us there. We're going to be doing a broadcast. We need to be doing a broadcast. Is it going to be in Atlanta?
So it's not going to be in Atlanta. It looks like it's going to be in Jacksonville, Florida. So, you know, I go between Atlanta and Jacksonville and New York, very consistently. And I thought about all of those areas, and it will likely be in Jacksonville, Florida.
But that's all right. Jacksonville's a great town. It's a great college town. There's a great population. There's a great vibe there. There's military. I mean, that's a huge base of operations. There's some great corporations there. So, hey, last time I checked, I can still get a Southwest flight to Jacksonville. So let's make sure we're invited. Make sure we're invited to the grand opening. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. You know, I don't want to get too excited until it's like signed, sealed, and delivered. But the point is, whether it's this particular franchise, which again I hope it is or not, it will happen. So having a brick and mortar gym will absolutely happen. I'm excited. I really, really am excited by it.
And then we can have Actors Day. So you could have every Sunday afternoon. Is Actors Day. If you're a SAG card holder, you work out for free.
Exactly. But and now that's the other thing. Like I've taken a huge hiatus from being an actress and actively auditioning and you know, working on my craft for a number of years, for many different reasons. But I am so looking forward to getting back into doing that. You know, it's so funny when you ask me about the origins of where we started and acting, turning into fitness and so on and so forth. It's so interesting. So when I was, you know, an auditioning actor in New York in the 90s and early 2000s, you know, we didn't have, you know, Black Panther and all of the, you know, Wonder Woman and all of these wonderful roles for strong women. So like now it's like, my goodness, like I gotta get back into this. I mean, I've got nice big biceps and I'm fit. I want to get in there and do this. But it's just exciting. The amount of roles that are now available, in action.
Plus you're right there with
women.
Tyler Perry. I mean,
oh my gosh, absolutely. Oh my goodness. Exactly.
I mean,
just walking around like, Tyler, where are you?
The man has built a studio system and sound stages that are second
amazing.
To none right there
amazing.
In Atlanta. I mean,
amazing.
We're moving film from Hollywood to Atlanta.
It's amazing. No, sir, I, and that's why I just love Atlanta. There's just, I mean, whether it's you know, the music is just a wonderful music community there as well. And I just have, you know, Tyler with the studio and many TV shows and movies being filmed in Atlanta. It's just, my gosh, it's changed. I've been going to Atlanta since I was, 26. So like from the 90s to now, what an incredible change has, you know, happened there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now congratulations, first of all, on the brick and mortar. I know it's going to happen for you. We're speaking it into existence.
There we go.
The 2020, it's going to happen. Are you going to call it GG Fit, or are you going to have to keep the franchise name?
I'm gonna have to keep the franchise name. Which is, you know, it's so funny because I initially thought about that as well, right? I was like, well, do I do a, you know, during all this fitness gym, or do a franchise? And for many reasons, it just makes sense to do a franchise. I'd like to think that Jerry Zeller's Fitness is a household name, but it's not. Not yet, my friend. But
before we go today, I'm telling all of my listeners right now, it's not going to go away probably, but make sure that you get your GG Fit shirts at your website. Tell us what your website is. JerryGonzalvezFitness.com, right?
That is correct. So it's JerryGonzalvezFitness.com. I've got men and women's workout shirts there. You can also purchase workout plans there. And also contact me if you know there's speaking engagements or group boot camp classes that you need myself and my team to come to. We're happy to do that. Like I said, we're a plane ride away from anywhere. So happy to do that. And certainly my Instagram page, go to my Instagram page, which is Jerry Gonzalez Fitness as well. And that's where you'll see all of my videos that I struggle to do every Sunday morning at 6.
Well, you may struggle, but they turn out to be fantastic. So that's great. So let me just take a second, because we are on the radio. Let me talk about the spelling so that everybody knows.
Sure. Yeah.
Jerry is G-E-R-I, and Gonsalves is G-O-N-S-A-L-V-E-S. Now, we will take all that information, and we'll put it at inspirednewsradio.com, and we'll put up there'll be a logo for the show, and there'll be your picture, and we'll get all of that put together. And right below it, we'll put all these links in there, so that we'll have a link to your Instagram, we'll have a link to your Facebook page, we'll have your link to your website. We'll get all that in there with your correct spelling. But I want to make sure everybody that's listening right now, so if you're on your commute, my thousands of listeners out there right now, if you're on your commute home or on your way to work and you're listening to this broadcast, it's GerryGonsalves, the word fitness.com. Go to the website, grab you a t-shirt or a tank top or whatever. You'll spend less than $30. You'll have a collector's item, because this time next year, Jerry will be hanging out in some branded gym somewhere, and she'll have to sell the t-shirts on the back lot.
I love it. Love it.
So make sure you get yours today. But there's also, let's talk a little bit about what I can find on your website. So our listeners right now want to engage with you. So if you're listening to my voice right now and you're hearing us have this fantastic time today talking about fitness and how fitness can be fun and how it's not just about losing weight. It's not just about toning up. No. It's not just about, you know, all of these things that Jerry will tell you as you start to engage with her and her team. Now, we're going to talk about the team in just a minute. But if you start to engage with GG Fit, what you're going to find out is that it's about increased energy, increased productivity, lower stress, better quality of life. I mean, I know I'm getting that right. Isn't that right, GG?
Absolutely. Absolutely on point. Absolutely.
Yeah, because so if you need to drop a few LBs, great. That's me. I want to do that. I want to get back in, you know, back in my fitness program. I want to get back on my training. I'm a fan and a customer. So I want to make sure that we've got the right thing. Get that hour consultation. Get on the website. Click on there. Figure out what's best for you. Do you need help with just a a workout plan that's there. You can get just a workout plan. You can figure out, well, you know, I need to do legs one day and I need to do core training on one, you know. So this will be a customized plan for you after a consultation with Jerry or one of her staff. Then maybe you need to get to fitness level two. Maybe you need that extra motivation where you need the app to kind of give you the proper techniques on the video. Make sure that you're doing it exactly right. Make sure that you have that weekly consultation where you're talking to somebody via email or by chat through the app even and saying, hey, you know, I'm struggling here. I'm sore. I don't feel good. This is not working for me. Then you get that level two, but you could even go a step further and get into fit level three, where you actually then get a customized eating plan, where you're actually now, you know, we're doing lean protein. We're on one day, we're doing, you know, we're reducing whatever it is. I'm making all this up because I don't know you, but the, what I'm trying to tell you though, is that this is not just, you're not just getting an app and then just following a video. This is customized, hands-on, one-on-one with a regular motivation conversation and a video conference with the right people in your staff. So tell us about your team and how this all comes about, Jerry.
So, well, first of all, you did an absolutely wonderful job of doing the overview of our different plan offerings. So earlier, you talked about providing the next generation, if you will, of trainers with the knowledge that I have gained, and I am so purposeful about doing that. So for me, I love working with new trainers that have, you know, the passion and the care that I have for people. So, you know, I have been fortunate to work with some of the best trainers there are over the last 20 years. And let me say this, some of the best trainers in terms of their knowledge base, some of them don't necessarily have the care and compassion that I would look for in a trainer to work for Jerry Gonzalez Fitness. And anybody who comes on board, even in a consulting capacity, because I do have many trainers that come on if I, you know, need a trainer for a boot camp class or what have you, that I call upon. But it's very, very, very important for me. Not that I'm the end all be all, let's be clear, but it's so important to me that anyone that wears a Jerry Gonzalez Fitness trainer shirt shares my passion for helping people and having it not just be a numbers game. That won't work for me. And so I have, you know, Janelle, I have Jeremiah, I have Reggie, I have Kurt, who's in D.C., I have Josh, who's in New York, and all of them just share my passion for making sure that we, and it's so funny because when I first started training, one of my mentors always said, don't become their therapist, Jerry. You don't have time for that. You want to, you know, get your X dollars an hour and move out. I don't take that position, actually. I'll be your therapist because, you know, getting and staying motivated, I have to care about you. In order to care about you, we have to talk. I have to know what's important to you. I have to know what your drivers are. I have to know what your bottlenecks are. And it is important that people who work for me are that way as well. And you know, Janelle and Jeremiah, who I'm really proud of Jeremiah. He started his own fitness company as well, Body Designs here in Jacksonville. He's amazing. And again, like Janelle is a young trainer, so he's been in about two and a half years, something like that. He just got certified, and he's just amazing, not just with his you know, skill set, but just his compassion for people and wanting them to be committed to better health and so on and so forth. He's just been my right hand there. So going back to the app, as you said, so you can go on there, and there's three different plan levels that you can select. So the first level is if you just call me up and you're just like, hey, I just want a workout plan. I have a gym. I get in there. I don't know what I'm doing. I want to, you know, shape up my arms. I want to, you know, tone my legs. I just need a plan that gets me there. So the first level of plan would be me designing a customized 30-day workout plan for you, putting that together and sending it to you so that you have that have that available to you while you work out. The second level is putting together a workout plan, but you then have access to the Jerry Gonzalez Fitness app. And so your plan would be loaded into my app. The app will actually give you a video of every single exercise that I put into your plan. So if you're doing biceps and I assign you to do, barbell curls or cable curls or what have you, there's a video link that you just click on that shows you proper form, right? So it's and that's really important, particularly for my remote clients. We have clients, all over the country. It's really important that they're using proper form. So there's a video link again for every exercise that I am prescribing for them in the app. In addition to that, you get weekly conferences through the app. There's a video conference component into the app. So every week, either myself or one of my trainers will have a video conference with you to talk about progress, any sticking points, any needs to change the program or anything. So that way, it's just face-to-face. And you have that remote accountability partner, if you will. The final level is having the workout plan, but also having the nutrition component loaded into the app as well, right? So I say to people, 80% of it is nutrition, Scott, right? So I will put together a customized nutrition plan for you, whether you want to lose weight, whether you want to gain muscle, whatever, we will put together a customized nutrition plan for you, which will also be loaded into the app at the third level plan. So you'll have set nutritional benchmarks that you have to meet every day. And as you log in your food, my app actually links to MyFitnessPal. So you log your food into MyFitnessPal and it ports on over to the Jerry Gonzalez Fitness app so that myself or one of my trainers can monitor your food intake as well as your workout progress. And in addition to that, of course, you also get unlimited email, phone contact, and the 2 days a week of video conferencing.
Well, I got to tell you, just so everybody knows that's listening to this, there is no price you can put on your health. There's no price. We would give everything that we own for another few days on this earth. That's not the point. But I've got to tell you, this is extremely affordable. It's extremely economic. You guys all know I've gushed for an hour here. I'm a huge fan. Yes, you just need to do it. If you're listening right now to Inspired News Radio or from Apple iTunes, wherever you are right now, you need to go get on your phone. You need to go to the App Store. You need to download the app. While you're there, go ahead and like my page, subscribe, so that you know when new episodes come out. That's Mind Your Own Business. We appreciate you. I could not do every single week what I do without you, the listeners. Jerry, you are a rock star. You are just absolutely, I love the positive energy you're putting out into the world. I love the fact that you are literally changing the world every single day. You have taken this to a huge level. Having a fitness app, having videos, the stuff that you're doing out on Instagram and social media. And guys, none of that costs you anything. The motivation is almost free every day. All you have to do is just log onto your phone and go to Jerry's Instagram account. And if you're not motivated, you're dead. I mean, you're just not in it. Because I got to tell you, you can't look at these, that you can't watch these videos and you can't listen to this lady tell you, get up off the couch without some kind of guilt, man. I got to tell you, it's fantastic. I love it.
the right balance of love and anger. It just works.
Love and anger. I love it. The right balance. Oh, Jerry, it has been an honor to have you on. I'm so glad you spent the last hour hanging out with us. This has been so much fun. I hope you will invite us back when you open your gym. We would love to come
Absolutely.
And do a live promotion. We'd love to come out and spend some time with you. You're doing such great work. I want all of my everybody listening right now, go tell your friends. Let's get a follow-up for this as soon as possible on the books. Let's find out what's happening and keep track. Go right now to jerrygonsalvezfitness.com. Get subscribed. Buy a plan. You can't, I mean, you're talking about less than what it would cost you for a couple of Starbucks. I mean, we're not talking about a lot of money here. Get that free consultation, get engaged, take control of your own fitness and your own health, and get feeling better, have more energy and less stress. Jerry, you're just doing a great job. Thank you for being a guest on Mind Your Own Business this week. I so appreciate it.
No, thank you, Scott. I loved it and really, really appreciate the kind words and the opportunity to expand the platform and certainly your audience. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram if you have any fitness-related questions. Listen, it's not about money for me. I am happy to answer your questions and try to put you on the right path to getting healthier, guys. So really appreciate you, Scott. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you so much. And like I say every week, I say it all the time as I sign off my show, mind your own business because nobody else is going.
Love it.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on inspirednewsradio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio.com. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.